It'd be Holcomb football to begin the third quarter. Scott City would have the one-point lead there, and the Longhorns would start with very good field position in Scott City territory at the 49-yard line, and that was thanks to a Damon Mesa 30-yard kickoff return to the Scott City 49. While it was short field for Holcomb, the Longhorns would take their time moving the ball down the field here, and that was thanks in part to a couple of penalties there on a second down inside the 30-yard line where they had a holding and a block of the back there along the way. But Holcomb, with about 4th and 12 from the 34-yard line, would keep the drive alive on a big pass play.
4th and 12, Holcomb 0 of 1 on 4th downs here tonight at the 34 of Scott City as Caden Johnson back to pass, rolls to his right, fires in the middle of the field. Pass going to be caught near the first down at the 20-yard line. He's got it. Damon Mesa with the catch, and Jace Thomas a little shaken up after the play, and so
they got it.
They got it right at the 20-yard line, a 14-yard pass play when they needed 12.
A big fourth down conversion for the Longhorns set them up first and 10 at the Scott City 20-yard line. They would get it in a couple plays later inside the 10-yard line. And then on the ninth play of the drive, Holcomb would take the lead and end up being for good on a pretty impressive catch in the back of the end zone.
Slot receivers to both sides. They'll send Damon Mesa in motion from left to right, tied in right side from the 5. And play fake, rolling to his right is Johnson. He'll throw in the back of the end zone. Pass is going to be incomplete. Are they going to say it's a touch? Oh, they're going to call it a touchdown.
The receiver was about 9 yards deep in the end zone. Race Artery made a pretty good catch there and hung onto the ball after being upended in the end zone in a good effort by the Scott City Beaver, trying to knock that ball out of his hands, but he had secured it. Holcomb would make the two-point conversion and would go up 14-9 with 6:01 to go third quarter. That was just a 49-yard drive on 9 plays, and it took 5 minutes and 59 seconds off the clock, and Holcomb would have the 14-7 lead there in the third quarter. Scott City would have their first series of the second half, start at their own 38-yard line, but some penalties. They would get a first down, but then on fourth down, and things look to go from bad to worse early on there for the Beavers.
So we'll see second punt of the night for Scott City. And, oh, here's a high snap, and this is going to be taken by Welker. He will be tackled for all the way back at the 16-yard line.
So it's looking pretty grim there for Scott City at the time. Holcomb would have the ball to begin their drive at the Scott City 16-yard line with 4:44 to go in the third quarter, down 7. Were the Beavers at 14-7. Holcomb would have 4 plays to try to get a first down on fourth down, though. The Scott City defense, they rose to the occasion to keep this game at the 7 points at 14-7.
Clock stop with 3:08 here in the third quarter. Holcomb 14-7 on 4th and 3. Caden Johnson with the tight end right side. It'll be an option play right side. The pitch it behind. It'll be to Cooper Henson. Scott City slows him down, and they will stop him for a 1 yard loss at the 10-yard line. Turnover on downs, and the Beaver defense with a huge stop here with 3 minutes to go, third quarter.
That was a big stop for the Scott City defense, who had been on the field for a long time in that third quarter there, over 7 minutes in that third quarter. And they would stop at the Scott City 9. The Beavers would take over at their own 9-yard line. But early in the fourth quarter, they would have to be forced to punt there as they were sacked a couple of times in a row. Kind of tough play. Holcomb bringing the house there. It'd end up being a punt for Scott City and some penalties there. So we go to the fourth quarter with Scott City trailing 14-7. We'll have their final segment coming up here next on WesternKansasNews.com.